Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
You and I are saved by grace through faith, by a God who said, I love you so much, I'll do whatever I need to do to be able to have that relationship with you and to have God turn his back on Jesus because of our sin. Yeah, thanks for that reminder, Jeremy Camp. Appreciate that. 7:46, off we go to Gauteng, where we connect with Zanti Swanepoel. She's an international speaker. She's the lady behind Babies Behind Bars. She's a motivator. She's a businesswoman. Ach, and she's so much just nice. Yes, she is. Morning, Zanti.
Morning, Brad.
Are you well?
Oh, I am very well. I am living above my circumstances. I am choosing God every morning.
Amen.
So all is good on this side. We are so hot. It is a heat wave.
Yeah.
But we are thankful that we can see and hear and feel and just experience life in all its forms.
Ja, we love that. But now we need some motivation. Ons soek 'n storie eintlik, maar ons wil ook jou stem hoor en alles wat jy te sê het, maar ons wag ook vir daai storie.
Jy gaan hom kry vanoggend. You know what, Brad? It is just, I'm just blown away every time by God's goodness, his faithfulness, his enormity, his almightiness, if there's a word like that. Maar die skrif wat jy vanoggend gelees het, is exactly what I am just going to build on. Is how can you love so much that you sacrifice your son, you sacrifice yourself for that love for someone else? En toe jy daai skrifgedeelte lees, toe blaas dit my net weer weg. Deur te dink that God loved you and I and every listener this morning so much that he paid the ultimate price to have relationship. Yeah. Joch, en dan is daar a response that we have to give on that. We cannot stand in this awe without responding. And if we don't know how to respond, then God's word says it so beautifully because he came to give us a new law. He came to give us a new testament. En al wat hy van ons vra, all that I for my and your vra is to love him with everything we are and to love our neighbor in the same way. En ons, ek wil nie sê doen dit makliker om God terug lief te hê nie en moeiliker vir ons neighbor nie. Maar as ons regtig eerlik is en ons is opreg human, dan sukkel ons gewoonlik met die tweede gedeelte. To love my neighbor as I love myself. En is dit waaroor ek vanoggend wil praat, want that's the response that pleases God, to truly love the person next to me the way I love myself, the way I love God. En as jy in Matteus 22 vers 37 gaan kyk, dan staan daar, love the Lord God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Julle, as ek sukkel om my neighbor lief te hê, want julle ken vir my, ek sê hom soos hy is, as ek struggle met iets, dan deel ek dit en hoe die Here my daardeur help. But sometimes it's difficult to love your neighbor. It's easier to do something else. But every time I get to that place, I remind myself, maybe I am not really understanding how much God loves me. Want as ek regtig verstaan wat hy vir my gedoen het, as ek regtig verstaan wat Jesus deur is vir my, dan kan die enigste respons wees obedience. Yeah. Then I can only respond in loving God with everything I am and loving my neighbor like I do myself. Jy sien, in hierdie liefde wat hy hiervan praat, want as ek en jy gaan kyk na wat is die definisie van liefde, it's an intense feeling of deep affection, the greatest interest and pleasure in something, like or enjoy very much. This is the definition of love. But you see, God loves with a different love. He loves with the highest form of love. which is called agape love, the Greek word. It's the fatherly love of God for humans, as well as the human reciprocal love for God. This is the highest form of love. Agape love is selfless, it's sacrificial, it's unconditional love, and it is to love to the point of self-sacrifice. It is to love to the point of self-sacrifice. John MacArthur explains that agape love is the greatest virtue of Christian life. The Apostle John writes, God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. We have no capacity, and ek wil dit vir jou vanoggend sê, you and I have no capacity to generate agape love on our own. Inteendeel, love that is characterized by humility, obedience to God, and self-sacrifice. But isn't it just amazing that God gives us the Holy Spirit in us that enables us to love through the Holy Spirit as God wants us to love? So van vandag af het ek en jy nie meer die verskoning dat ons dit nie self kan doen nie. Because the Holy Spirit loves like that through us. En ons moet net surrender. Ek hoor die mooiste ding hierdie week, Brad. And it just hit me so hard. Somebody said, won't you exchange your judgment for curiosity? Kan het weer sê. Won't you exchange your judgment for curiosity? Every time you want to judge someone, won't you just be curious about their circumstances, about why they react the way they react? En weet jy wat, wanneer ek begin nieuwsgierig raak oor mense, wanneer ek curious raak, in steede van judgmental, dan begin ek compassion in my hart kry vir iemand anders. En dan besef ek dat ek en jy struggle ewe hard. Ons challenges is almal overwhelming. Ek en jy kan nie hierdie lewe alleen doen nie. As die Here ons nie help nie, is ons niks. En dan kan ek vir iemand anders lief wees soos myself, as ek verstaan dat hy nie ook swaar kry, en dat hy ook self nie die antwoorde het nie, en dat hy dalk seer het en uit seer uit reageer. Agape love centers on the needs and welfare of the one loved and will pay whatever personal price necessary to meet those needs and foster that welfare. Agape love is love that gives. There is no taking involved. It gives continually. It gives unconditionally. Dis soos jy jou kinders lief het. Mag jy vir daai mense om jou ook lief hê, soos jou kinders en jouself. Ek los jou vandag met die mooiste storie wat net hierdie in my hart kom vasmaak het. Van 'n This officer is a Marine, Brad, and he fights in all different kinds of wars, and he is sent to a mission in Afghanistan, and off he goes, and he's got to greet his young wife and his young boy. En weet jy, toe ek daar op die lughawe staan met twee van my kinders om hulle te groet, omdat hulle oor see gaan vir 'n paar jaar, ek kan nie imagine hoe hierdie Marine moes voel. To greet his little son, not knowing if he's ever going to come back and see him again. Maar weet jy, daar groet hy en hy gaan en vir hierdie seentjie om te cope met sy pa wat weggaan uit die battlefield toe. He decides to write him a letter every day. And Brad, you know, you've got a son. They love to make these paper vliegtuigies, né?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Like the paper and make a vliegtuigie. So this little boy writes a letter to his dad every day. And then he forms this little aeroplane. This paper aeroplane, and he goes outside and he flies this aeroplane. And he believes God that this aeroplane will reach his dad. And these words will reach his dad every day. But as you and I know, this aeroplane just goes up in the air and it lands in the neighbor's yard. En hierdie neighbor kom agter, maar hier's papiervliegtuigies in my yard die hele dag. Now this neighbor could react in three ways. Firstly, he could react and say, you know what, this is really just irritating me, all these paper aeroplanes in my yard. Or I can go and see the mother and say, please could you tell your child not to throw paper into my yard. But you know what? This neighbor understands something about agape love, about loving someone else the way you love yourself, God, and maybe your children. And he opens these aeroplanes and he reads it and he gets so emotional about what the son is writing to his father, that he does everything to find out where this father is a Marine, where the corps are.
Wow.
And he does everything to send these letters on a weekly basis to this father's army camp. And it's months after that, and the father makes contact with his wife and his little boy, and they sit in front of the TV screen, and the son comes running in, and he's so excited to see his dad, and he says, Dad, did you get my letters? Did you get my aeroplane? Did God send you this messages I write to you every day? And the father sits in front of this TV, and he shows him letter by letter. He says, all your letters arrived safely.
Wow.
My army bases. This, because of a man understanding something about agape love, something about loving, not because it makes any sense, but because you understand what unconditional sacrificial love is. This man doing so much for someone else, his neighbor, son, making a world of difference. My heart for myself and for you is, may we understand love. May we understand and reach out. May we do something self-sacrificial for someone else, because we love them the same as ourselves. And may we love God so much because he implanted that love in us. May we explore it in the width and the depth. And may we also be known as people that made a difference and loved because God loved us first. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you for a stunning story. Thanks for opening our minds to something that we know about, but we need to be more cognizant of. So bless you and thank you, Zanti. Appreciate you so much on a Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Brad, and all the listeners. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.